Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Okay. It took me 1 hour to get $14.65 worth of gas.
By God, if I don't get that extra cup of sauce, I'm coming back in. I ain't waiting in line.
Okay, I saw some stuff on the internet that really got me going.
Y'all have got me conditioned. But I gotta say thank you every time I call you guys. And when it's the Tolo takeover, I kinda wanna just call and be angry for a minute. But I gotta start off being all cordial and say thank you for taking
you
my
don't
call.
Have to.
Well, this isn't a bad part. I mean, that's a bad part. But that's not why I'm mad as hell.
The Gamecocks are gonna win and tough to lose on Saturday.
Y'all need to be fired.
The grocery stores, at least the ones nearest me, are completely out of frozen pizza. Except for cauliflower pizza.
Oh.
So if you are the grocery store and nobody will buy your cauliflower pizza, maybe you should stop caring.
What really ticked me off when he speaks, not because he's the Clemson football coach, but when he speaks about an ACC game, he makes it seem like it's some big ordeal. Dabo, your schedule sucks.
And I am pissed off today, okay? It took me 1 hour to get $14.65 worth of gas.
The voices you just heard are you Tolos. It is the one, the only Tolo takeover beginning right now. The phone lines have already started to light up. We love your participation in any segment. Yesterday in the Christmas movie segment, we had literally hundreds. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. Diesel can back me up. Hundreds of text messages within like 10 minutes. So when I call for the Tolos to bring it strong on the Tolo takeover, look, I don't want you to just keep driving. I'll catch them. No, you call in, you let your voice be heard, sound off like you got a pair, whatever it is you want to sound off on. 844-FAN-PHONE. That's the number, 844-326-3663. Diesel, you ready?
Let's do it.
Cocky for a reason, starting us off on today's Tolo Takeover, 844-326-3663. Cocky for a reason, what is on your mind?
I want to call in, and like I say, I want to congratulate Clemson for winning the ACC.
You don't mean that, do you?
When your little brother does good, you got to pat him on the back, you know? So I just want to, I want to get that out of the way because we still got the bragging rights, and I'm not gonna crow too much about that until they, if they lose against Texas, then that'll be what, 0-3 against SEC teams?
That'd be correct.
That'd be correct. But let's switch gears just a little bit. Because the word on the street is that Dabo might be wanting to dip into the transfer portal.
I've heard that.
I would have been willing to bet the mortgage on the house that he would have dipped into it, but it's not sounding like it's going to be too successful because, when Dabo dips into the transfer portal, it's kind of like being at the eighth grade middle school dance. Nobody wants to be the first one on the dance floor, and Dabo is sitting on the bleachers with his hands in his pocket. So I wish him luck. There's the little brother's doing good, but we'll see how it goes. In the college football playoffs.
What do you think happens, Cocky? For a reason.
I think they'll make a game out of it. It should be a good game. But like I say, I think Texas is going to want to make a statement, and they'll pull it out in the end. I really do.
Cocky for a reason. How much faith do you have that Dabo Swinney will authorize enough money in the NIL to go get a top, let's call it 15 player at any given position?
Oh, they got plenty of money. Money's not the problem. It's the motivation to go out and do it. I mean,
you don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since they've linked the IPTE contributions to the collective deal. They're gonna have plenty of money. If you can link your IPTE money points to the collective, that collective's gonna go up sky high real quick because everybody wants their IPTE points to go up so they can get the perks,
Cocky for a reason. Here's an analogy for you. It feels like Clemson and Dabo Swinney's been dunking on one of those adjustable driveway basketball goals set all the way down to the lowest level. It's time to take that little stick and raise up the goal. You know what I mean?
Hey, I like that. Hey, when you're playing another SEC team, it ain't like playing an EZZ team, like the ACC.
Appreciate you, Cocky, for a reason.
He says, you have to congratulate little bro when little bro does something good. That is the line that I took away from Cocky for a Reason's phone call. Very good start. That was
not bad.
It's not bad. Very
He's
good
calling
start.
Calling in crowing right out of the gate.
I love that, man. There's nothing better. He did crow. I tell you what, he's got the crow down, too. It's not as good as that one, but it's pretty good. He's got the crow down. So, all right, Tolos, can you top that one? I say Cocky for a Reason set the bar pretty high today. I like that call. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. JD up next. JD, what is on your mind today?
Well, gentlemen, I'll be honest with you, man. I go put in a hard 10 hours at work every day, and I come home to a screaming dog barking and two little boys named Tripp and Paxton who will not shut their mouth long enough to listen to anything I say. And you know what? They're sitting here listening to me. They're giggling about it. But golly, man, can I not just have 5 minutes of peace and quiet when I come in the freaking house?
That's why you sit in the car for 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. I don't care. Just give me a little bit of peace and quiet.
What does a screaming dog sound like real quick?
Willow, will you bark for him real quick? Willow.
No, you said screaming dog.
Now she won't do it.
No, she's a husky, but dude, I'm telling you, the minute I walk in the door, like she can literally go for a walk 5 minutes prior to me getting home. The minute I walk in, we've got to go on a whole new walk and go sniff out the whole neighborhood.
JD, just I bet like if you started howling, she would start howling with you.
No, I bet she wouldn't.
JD, do a howl right now. Howl right now, JD. Howl. Howl as loud as you can.
Talk to me. Nope. See, she won't do it. Now, if a car drove by, she'd run out from under it. She'd try to run under the car. There ain't no doubt about it. She'd bark at a car if it drove by. But, of course, nobody's going to bail me out at this particular moment.
No.
But I bet that she sniffs out the neighborhood probably about how Bill Belichick's going to sniff out UNC he's going to go around. He's going to sniff around the campus for a little bit and decide this isn't what I'm going to want to do long term, because I saw that his buyout goes down from $10 million to $1 million as of June 1st, 2025.
God.
So if that doesn't scream, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I don't know what does.
It's a good song.
I'll be blessed. Have a good one.
Thank you, JD. Is that $10 million to one?
Wow, after one season.
Yeah, lay that's a drop, buddy.
He did throw the middle finger at the NFL. Goodness. I don't think he's going back to the NFL. I mean, I think he's resigned himself. I'm never going to get that record.
He is
27 wins. I mean, even if you walk into a good situation, you're talking about 3 years to get that. Does Bill Belichick really have 5-6 more years at the NFL level to go get another 25-26 wins he needs?
I don't know that he does.
No, he doesn't.
That is, I don't know if I've ever heard a buyout dropping that astronomical that early.
That's got to be part of the deal to make his son coach in waiting.
Good gosh. But that doesn't make any sense, though. Like, why are you going the whole reason I'm going is just so I can get the job to my son one day. I mean, that's pitiful. So JD's call is pretty good. I like that. JD says, the first one was about the dog.
The kids.
Yep. Bill Belichick says he's
You can stop by a bar on your way home. It's not illegal.
I'd sit in the car for a few minutes.
You can go inside, get a beer, and be back out the door in less than 5 minutes.
And he even throws in at the very end the George Strait reference, here for a good time, not a long time. And I'll tell you what, man, I like that song, JD. That's a good one. I think you should have sung it a little bit, a little country music reference. God, that was funny. That was funny. Hey, I'm good with George Strait on a Thursday.
Where's Mad Craft? Mad Craft says he's calling.
Before you call Mad Craft, you have to call and put minutes on your phone, and then you can call us. And after you put minutes on your phone, it'll come through. I hate to tell you, but you've got to put minutes on your phone before you can do that.
Yeah, we can't accept collect calls here.
Yeah, we do not. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. Tolo Takeover, Cocky for a Reason, JD getting us started. I think those are two pretty good ones. But
we haven't heard from Tom. We haven't heard from Rick. These two are staples
That's a good point.
On this segment here,
the other one that we always hear from that said it was Tom's cousin. Who is that?
Jimmy?
Is it Johnny?
Johnny. Where's Johnny?
We hadn't heard from Johnny in a while.
It's not Johnny Carrots, is it?
No, I think
it's a different Johnny.
This Johnny's a Gamecock fan.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
This Johnny's a Gamecock. We hadn't heard from, your point, Rick and Greer. Hopefully Rick and Greer are still alive.
Yeah, APB. Is Rick okay? Because you never know, man. Rick's into some weird, freaky-deaky stuff. You know, I think Rick is...
Is Rick real?
Is he a real person?
Is he a real person?
Or is he AI?
Do we know that he's real? Mongo, DB says, where's Mongo? He used to call in all the time. DB, he did used to call in. In fact, he texted in yesterday.
Yeah, we got a text for Mongo. We'll get it back again.
Mongo, that's a good, I like that. DB calling out Mongo. I love Diesel when we have Tolos call out other Tolos. So Mongo, just so you know, buddy, I talked to you on Sunday, but DB, one of our most faithful Tolos, has called you out, said, where's Mongo? He used to call in all the time, getting a little slack. But Madcraft wants to chime in, and Madcraft, what is on your mind today?
Good afternoon to Diesel and the Tolos and absolutely nobody else. just want to throw something by y'all to the Tolos, and if it's a good idea, y'all let me know through the text line. But I came up with an idea for something that happens twice a year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the Tolo Brawl. And for the summer months, we do the Tolo Brawl. It'll happen outside. It'll be a basketball shooting contest, football throwing contest. There'll be a cornhole tournament, things of that nature.
Wait,
and then
what?
During the winter months, we go to the insides and do something like maybe a poker game or, you know, an arcade system or
Can we drink at these events?
Of course.
And I was answering the phone, Matt. So, again, back up. Set the scene for what's happening right now?
It's just an idea that I was creating.
Okay.
Called the Tolo Brawl, and I was going to run it by. And
who's brawling? Who? Who is brawling?
It's everybody. The Tolos.
Are we advocating fighting here, Madcraft?
Yeah. Can we use knives, sticks?
You're shooting basketballs.
Oh, nonviolent.
Brawl makes it sound like we're brawling. I'm just saying. A wrestling ring might have been involved in my head.
No, we can do a once a year event where we put on some gloves.
Yeah, I'll pass. Now I will against you, but I'm not a boxer.
Is it that you can't take a punch or you can't throw a punch?
I'm not a good boxer. Have you seen Madcraft? I thought about getting this. Have you seen this all over TikTok? It's trending right now for Christmas. It's this thing you put on the wall. It's like the most viral toy. I don't even know if it's a toy, but it's this. It's like a dartboard, Diesel. It goes on the wall, and it's a boxing simulator, and it has like eight little little places you hit, and it lights up, and it teaches you how to box. But they say it's like the most viral Christmas gift.
Is that how Jake Paul learned to fight?
Maybe. And if he did, I'll buy it. We'll put it in the studio.
Heck yeah.
And I'm with you. I like the idea, Madcraft. How about Tolo Hang instead of Tolo Brawl? Do you like Tolo Hang or no?
Yeah, that's what. What about Tolo Bash then? It's supposed
Tolo
to be a competition.
Gotcha. I didn't know that. I didn't know competition was involved.
Well, Dad, you didn't hear me. I said you got a basketball shooting contest. There's football throwing. There's a cornhole tournament.
It's like that's a jamboree, but for the Tolos.
Oh, so it's like the Tolo Olympics.
Yes.
Tolo Olympics.
Exactly. I even thought about the fact that we could really do anything. If you want to bring your own event and you're the only person that competes, you win gold.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. That'd be good for UACC guys. You win something.
Oh, okay. Let me know what the Tolos say. All right.
Madcraft. So Madcraft is planning or petitioning. I like it. I like it a lot. Petitioning a Tolo Olympics kind of deal.
He clearly grew up on Reading Rainbow, just like you and I did. He feels like he could be anything.
DB likes that Tolo. How'd you say it?
Tolo Olympics.
Got your tongue twisted there. Tolo Limp. No, there's not another L.
Tolo Olympics. It needs to be Tolo Olympics. I think you just.
Then there's another L. You're putting another L in there. Tolo Olympics. L. How do you say
it's
Olympics?
Not a bad idea.
No, it's a great idea. Olympics.
Tolympics.
God, I can't even say Tolo Olympics. Tolo Olympics, right? I like that, Madcraft. We just need a sponsor, preferably a big one. So, Madcraft, if you can fork out the money, that'd be great. So, Madcraft's going to host it. Mad about everything. Sorry, he's going to host it, sponsor it, plan it, organize it. What else? I mean, I like it. I think.
And we'll just show up.
We just show up, and that'd be fantastic. Texter says you can call it this.
The Tolo Special Olympics.
Special Tolo Olympics. That. I'm not going there.
Texter
says,
doing that. Can there be cockroach racing at the Tolo Olympics?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Texter says Tolo Showdown.
Mm.
Steve, Tolo Steve says, I don't think Matt understands what the meaning of a brawl is. And that's where he had me confused. He kept saying brawl, and I was like, oh, we're fighting. We're competing. So I think the brawl, and you know, kind of hints that there's a fight involved. Michael and Simpsonville
says,
"Who's
your early money on to win this whole thing?"
It depends what's involved.
You saw me shoot a basketball at that.
That's right, and the ball is still in the air.
It's still up there. I think it got stuck in a tree.
I think it did. It depends what kind of events were involved.
Yeah,
it really does. Not Rob Brown. Not Lonzo. I don't know. That'd be a good question.
There's not going to be any wrestling, so they won't be there.
Yeah, that's true. Texter says, oh, this is Michael in Simpsonville. Hand me the trophy now, says Michael. Not wrong. Michael is ready to boast. Texter, this comes from the TX Experience, says, where is Delvin? He used to call daily, same time, almost when the show was the huddle back in the day. Yeah, he does for the upset picks. He calls.
Yeah, we hadn't heard from him as much this year.
Yeah, maybe Delvin's busy, tied up, doing something. I don't know. Leprechaun Lyman says he is ready for the brawl. Texter from the 262 says, I'm so in for the Tolo brawl. Okay, so we're getting good. Hey, how about that? Matt Kraft spawned a good idea for once in his life.
God, that's me.
I love it. Texter says it's the gathering of the Tolos. That sounds too civil. It really does. No offense. It sounds too civil, too organized.
Are you saying like we're a bunch of juggalos or anything?
Well, there's
the gathering of the juggalos?
There's nothing civil and organized about the Tolos and us. So it just makes it sound, you know.
We can call it the uncivil war.
Yeah, it's true. So Matt, look at the text line all of a sudden.
They like your idea.
Madcraft or Mad About Everything. Well done. Well done. I'll give him a clap about that. And as we run to the break, Diesel, I'm gonna hold it to the texters to keep the participation up. Texter says, I know Rob talked about it, but can y'all play Xavier Leggett talking about raccoons? Oh, glad you asked about that, Texter.
Oh, man, I don't know nothing about them raccoons.
All right, so to the raccoon audio with Leggett, 5:45, we have a audio head-to-head. So basically two clips of audio, which one wins, which one is better, and I will give you a little teaser, Texter, the Xavier Leggett raccoon. Have you heard that, by the way?
I have not.
I can't wait. Oh, my gosh, is all I can. I mean, this is the craziest audio you've ever heard Xavier Leggett say. It's great.
When we come back, Cole, the exciting continuation of our bracket that began yesterday, the best Christmas movie. We have how many movies up today? We have how many matchups up today? We have like eight, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Eight
I think
matchups.
That's right.
You Tolos will decide who advances through each round of the best Christmas movie bracket. We'll keep that going next.